It is intriguing to me how God chose to bring Jesus into the world. He did not have him come on the clouds so everyone could see him. He didn't place him in the home of a royal family, but he brought him into the world using an ordinary young girl and a husband to help her, announced it to shepherds and to magi, and really gave people a great part in bringing the Christ child into the world. And we all have our part of bringing baby Jesus into our culture, into our world, the real Jesus, not the plastic Jesus that people want to merchandise to us, or the mythical Jesus that the academics want to impose upon us, but the real Jesus, the real living, breathing God-man, the cross-bearing, sacrificial, risen Jesus. And he uses all of his servants to bring that into the culture. So we all have our part in bringing baby Jesus into the world. We, as servants of Christ, use our influence and the people that we know that are in our family or in our neighborhood, those people that we meet every day in the course of our lives that we work with. Our job is to bring Jesus into this world, into the experience of this world, by our testimony and by our lives. There was Mary and Joseph, of course, but before Mary and Joseph, there was Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they had their part to play in the coming of the Christ child and of bringing baby Jesus into the world. Let's read about it in Luke, the first chapter, beginning with the fifth verse. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have chosen people. You have chosen me. You have chosen your children to carry Christ Jesus into the world, to prepare the way for him, to prepare the way for his grace, to prepare the way for the mercy that comes to us in Jesus Christ by the word of our mouth, by our testimony. O Lord God, help me in that endeavor. Help me, O Lord, to be a light to everyone around, a light that shows Jesus, both in my words that I speak and in my life that I live. I know I can never be perfect in everything, Lord, but you can help me to be sincere. Help me, O Lord God, as I prepare the way for Jesus in this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.